Well, hello, you have found the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop is full of cast-offs and curiosities, records, tapes, compact discs, and relics from radio's golden era to the present. Musically on the Thrift Shop, you'll hear folk rock, psychedelic, jazz, easy listening, pop, rock, world music, lo-fi and experimental music from the past century of recorded sound. Psychedelic jazz of the Dave Pike set with a tune called Mathar. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Radio Thrift Shop is also heard on the Global Voice, awesome internet radio station full of a variety of programs, and you can find that at the Global Voice. Dot info. I've got a featured album this week on the Radio Thrift Shop, and we're going to get to that in just a moment.
Exploring Science and the Sea. New wind power turbines are popping up off the European coast so quickly these days that it's hard to keep track of them. By the middle of 2016, more than 3,300 offshore turbines had been connected to power grids, supplying enough energy to meet the needs of several million homes. The main problem with these turbines, of course, is that when the ocean breeze dies down, the electricity is gone with the wind. But several groups are testing ways to store energy to keep the electrons flowing even when the wind isn't. A German company, for example, is testing a system that would store energy by using ocean water. It would store water in giant concrete spheres on the ocean floor. When the wind is blowing, the wind turbines would power pumps to force the water from the spheres back into the ocean. But when the wind stopped blowing, valves would open to allow the water back in. The water would drive turbines in the spheres to replace some of the energy taken away by the calm winds. The spheres could be located at depths of almost half a mile, where the water pressure would drive the turbines at high speeds. The company says that a sphere 100 feet in diameter could store about 20 megawatt hours, and each wind farm would consist of many spheres. A small-scale version of the system was tested in a lake in late 2016. That's expected to be followed by a larger demonstration in the open ocean, perhaps eventually leading to a way to catch the energy of an ocean breeze. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. On occasion at the Thrift Shop, I have a featured record, and today's record is by Tony Vescoli. It's called Information. Now, Tony Vescoli was a pioneering Swiss singer, songwriter, and guitarist of the classical rock era, and he performed in a variety of styles in the English language, from pop rock to Dylan-esque folk music. He was born on July 18th, 1942 in Zurich in Switzerland. He was in a band called Les Sauterelles, which I've played some of their music on the Thrift Shop in the past. And when Les Sauterelles split, Tony Vescoli decided to start a solo career. He was influenced by bands like Pink Floyd and King Crimson, and he also incorporated into his repertoire some of the songs he'd written but never recorded for a Sauterelles concept album called Seven Deadly Sins. In 1971, Tony released this one album, Information, and it is his debut solo album. He's had a number of recordings since then, but this one is, I think, unique and unusual. So we're going to be scattering tracks from Tony Vescoli's Information throughout the program today, starting with a piece called Idleness. Thank you.
to unsweet providence, leaving castle of indolence.
Red, green, blue, and yellow. Red, green.
You found the deep side of radio in the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
and love below or above are a part of life, and endless strife can change no law of life.
Tony Viscoli from the featured album this week on the Radio Thrift Shop, a tune called Hatred and Love. Before that, a band called Wednesday from Canada, they recorded back in the 1970s, put out a dozen or more 45s, a tune called Velvet Colors, and Amber, we heard Amber before that, with from their one and only EP, we heard a tune called White Angel. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm going to start a segment of this week called the Thrift Shop Basement Sale, where we're really going to go digging in the crates, those records that are way down in the basement that are too dusty to put out in the thrift shop bins. Some really rare and obscure stuff. We're going to start off with a band called Collins, Estes, and Jones, When No One Watches.
When When no one watches, I can pretend that you love me more than anyone. But this is just a game I play. Watches, you will love me just so that I'll keep hanging on. Sometimes I think it could be real, and then someone else comes along. I need your love than you'll ever need me. I wish that I could make you finally see. When no one watches and I'm alone, I do my best to try to leave you. But every time it I feel empty when you're gone. I need your love more than you'll ever need me. I wish that I could make you finally see. I guess I'll always be your puppet till you cut away my string. This is just a game you play. I'm not your lover like in my dream. When no one watches,
walking down the track and I got tears in my eyes. I'm trying to read a letter from my home. If that train runs right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. That train that I ride on, it's 100 coaches long. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. If that train runs right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. I will pawn you my watch, I will pawn you my chain, I'll pawn you my gold diamond ring. If that train runs right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. If my woman says so, I'll railroad no more. I'll sidetrack that train and go home. If that train runs right, Lord, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow.
Thank you. the Denny's across the street. Turned his back and just shook his head. Officer Warner, round the corner, sipping coffee and a making time. He never heard the sounds of violence emanating from the
tunes from the Thrift Shop Basement Sale. That was the Jet Stream with All's Quiet on the West 23rd, a 45 released back in 1967. Before that, Clarence Connor with 900 Miles. We started off with Collins, Estes, and Jones, When No One Watches. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. And all of my programs are archived at radioforall.net, where you can hear the Radio Thrift Shop, Night Train, the Ancient Peace Archive, Free Radio Skybird, all of DJ Frederick's programs. That's on radioforall.net, radio, the number four, or the numeral four, all.net.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Can a voice be so big, a passion for creation so great, that stardom would only get in the way? 20 Feet from Stardom tells the story of background singers who weave their magic 20 feet behind the big-time stars who get all the credit. Here at last are the voices who have enriched our lives without our ever knowing their names. Did you know that the talented Crystals didn't sing their hit song, He's a Rebel? That was Darlene Love, background singer extraordinaire and uncredited ghost singer of many hits. We also learn here that one of the most famous vocal riffs in rock and roll history was sung by Mary Clayton, awakened late one night by her manager, looking for a singer to belt out a powerful hook for a bunch of boys from England who turned out to be the Rolling Stones. In fact, the film suggests that the most memorable riffs in the soundtracks of our lives were likely invented by background singers. Sound preposterous? Trust us. You'll want to see this tightly woven and informative documentary. Its entertainment value is reward enough, but the bonus is an introduction to talent that deserves way more credit than has ever been awarded them. Up to now. 20 Feet from Stardom. Out in theaters. Discovery through rental.
All right, we're going to get back to my featured album this week on the Radio Thrift Shop, which is called Information by Tony Vescoli, released in 1971. And it's really a folk rock psychedelic gem with all kinds of influences from fragile acoustic numbers to dark wigged out psychedelic tracks. This guy was all over the map, but very inventive and very creative. All right, we're going to hear a tune called There's a Bird.
Finger writes and hand writ. finger writes, and having writ, moves on.
Possession, bones without passion, skin without scars.
Some high weirdness there from Tony Vescoli from his album Information. We heard Intermezzo and Do Hurry, and before that, the great Dorothy Ashby, who only came to public awareness, really, when she performed harp on the Stevie Wonder Songs in the Key of Life album. But she had recorded, at least half a dozen albums or more, and then they're all brilliant first note to last. And that was, of course, the moving finger from the Rubaiyat of Dorothy Ashby. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we try to mix it up, play all kinds of music. There's no genre, no agenda, and I do hope that you are enjoying the program.
The mere mention of the word gypsy can evoke a sense of rootless wanderlust, but the family celebrating at this gypsy street wedding in Trutka, Macedonia, had lived there for generations, and history shows that other gypsies, or Roma as they call themselves, have been rooted in their home countries for centuries. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Carol Silverman studies Roma culture and teaches at the University of Oregon.
I don't think Roma are nomadic. I think Roma sometimes and some groups have been nomadic. But even if you go back to the 1400s, most Roma in Eastern Europe were sedentary.
Today, gypsies can be found living in isolated ghettos or in makeshift shanty towns on the edges of Eastern European cities. Roma have been persecuted for hundreds of years, held as slaves in Eastern Europe until the 1860s, and targeted by the Nazis for extermination during the Holocaust. According to Silverman, the romantic notion of the carefree gypsy bears little resemblance to the everyday lives of real Roma.
So this whole idea of nomadism as defining Roma, to me, is an outsider perception. It helps outsiders think that there's a group that's so different from us, they don't have roots. I know people in Eastern Europe who have been there for hundreds of years. They feel very patriotic toward Bulgaria or toward Yugoslavia. I mean, aside from the politics, place means a lot to many, many Roma.
We'll hear about the efforts to unite far-flung Roma populations in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
All right, thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. If you'd like to correspond, my email address is wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. The Radio Thrift Shop originates from the studios of WSCS 90.9 in New London. I hope you're enjoying the mix, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love. Oh yeah, and take good care of your ears so we can keep listening to the world around us and within.